So in this chapter, she's talking and she's having this interview, and she's sharing all her wisdom about what the holy souls have told her in regards to other religions. Now you know why I went and spent that whole time on that section in Matthew. Very important to have that context. She's asked, "Have you ever been visited by the souls of Jews or Muslims?" And she says, "Yes, and they are happy when they appear to me, understanding things now much better than they did before. It is the case that by being in the Catholic Church, one can do the most for heaven," which is what I'm saying, that if you're in the fullness of the truth, you can do the most for heaven. But wait, listen. "I must warn all Christians that there are many saints also to be found outside our churches." Why? Because those six questions that Jesus asked can be answered by anyone on earth, and maybe even better than than us. Just one of these, Our Lady mentioned recently to one of her visionaries. When the visionary asked her who was the holiest person in the town that she was living in at the time, Our Lady answered that it was a Muslim woman. So this goes to show what I'm talking about. And then the person asked, "Are there religions that are not good for souls?" She answers, "It is the Orthodox and the Protestants who are the closest to the Catholics. They believe in God and in the Ten Commandments." And then she goes on to say that there are certain groups, such as satanic churches and other churches, that are harmful for the soul. The most important phrase in this chapter is the following. It is the question of how much truth the various churches teach, because God measures how full the cup is and not how empty it is. Every group that acknowledges and celebrates a good, saving, and freeing God is also good in His eyes. So we understand that every religion that has truth in any degree is good in the eyes of God. Obviously, the church that has the most truth and has all the truth is the best for us. But on the flip side of that, she says the following. It is unquestionably the most difficult for Catholics to become holy in the eyes of God. That is because they have access to the greatest amount of truth, what I said, even if the church stays in such drastic shape. So we have to think with the mind that Maria Sim is trying to portray to us. It is best for us to be in a church that has the most truth possible. But exactly because we have the most truth, we have to take advantage of that truth, and we are most responsible in serving others since we know more. Another way to say it, and a better way to say it, would be the most is expected from those who have been given the most. Another question that she's asked Maria Sima, are there any people in heaven who during their lives never entered a church of any sort? She says, of course there are. If a person lives by his clean conscience, trying always to love and attend to his neighbor, he will be with God in heaven. God loves and blesses those who have never had access to him while they were here, but who still loved and protected life, the greatest of his gifts. The next question is another one for us to think and meditate on. What should people of other religions who have never learned the prayers that you have mentioned today do to help the poor souls in their families? And Maria Semek gives an amazing answer. It is not a question of memorizing recognized prayers of the Catholic Church. It is a matter of the heart. They should actively extend their love and total forgiveness to them and do good things for them. Merely with the Lord's Prayer and the Hail Mary, they will be able to do great things for their relatives in purgatory and thereby also receive help from them in return. Remember that the only prayer that Jesus gave us was the Lord's Prayer. In it is everything that the love of God requests us to do. As simple and short as it is, how many people in the world today do what it asks? Again, all this is not a question of the mind, but of the heart. Love comes from the heart and not from the mind. Lack of intelligence by itself has never killed anybody, but lack of love kills every minute of the day and night. My friends, just some thoughts from this most important chapter. We need to reevaluate what we are doing, because it doesn't matter what church we attend. If we are not being changed into becoming the type of people that Jesus wants us to be, then it's all for nothing. And on the other hand, we should take advantage, if we do belong to the fullness of the truth, we should use all of that truth to become exactly the type of people that Jesus wants us to be, and to convert others, and to bring everyone to believe that same truth, so that they can have the greatest possibility and the greatest access to holiness. And again, on the other hand, if someone does not have access to any of these things, so long as they answer those six questions that Jesus asked about feeding the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, the naked, the stranger, those imprisoned. Speaking of which, those six questions are very difficult to do and to live out. But let me give you a secret. Did you know that from the comfort of your own home, you can answer all six of those questions correctly? Do you know how? Let me give you a hint. We're talking about it right now. Did you know that when we pray and sacrifice for the holy souls in purgatory, we feed the hungry, we give drink to the thirsty, we receive a stranger, we visit those that are sick, we clothe the naked, and most especially, we visit those that are in prison? This is one of the secrets of the Catholic faith. This fullness of truth allows us, from wherever we are, from the most remote place to the most secret place, to a church outside in a city, from wherever we are, we can answer all six questions with a huge yes, simply by praying for the holy souls in purgatory. Did you realize that? That if you never can even leave your own home, you can do what Jesus asks. You can pray for the holy souls in purgatory. And in fact, you can help more people than someone who physically visits the homeless, the poor, the sick. Not that we should not do those. But if I've put a little bit of fear in you, wondering how will I answer this question, know that I have been giving you the answers to the test all along. My friends who are beginning to love the holy souls in purgatory, realize that when you love and serve and pray for them, you'll be ready for the final exam. God bless you and have a beautiful day.